Attention. Staff efficiency at 93%. Please engage efficiency improvement protocols.
Okay, this is Bert. I'll start this the way I always do. These recordings are not for public release. They are for my personal notes and for my edification only, which means if you are hearing this, you are committing some sort of crime or something has happened to me. Hopefully the former.
Hello.
I'm sorry, who are you?
You requested an interview.
From someone in the TED Tube division. I've never seen you before.
Well, I'm what you're getting. Would you like to cancel?
No. I appreciate you speaking with me, whoever you are. Won't take long, I promise.
Okay.
So I guess my first question is, who are you?
I'm afraid that's classified.
Seriously? You guys are amazing.
I apologize for the inconvenience. My personal classification is top
secret.
They sent
a classified officer to talk to me so that I couldn't quote anyone.
That's correct. That reminds me, you're not recording this, are you?
Of course not.
Great. So, you're not recording, and you can't directly quote me because you don't know who I am. I feel like this is going to be a very productive interview.
I feel like this isn't going to be an interview at all.
This isn't my division. I had to take two separate shuttles to get here, and it's a massive waste of my time. I decided it should be a massive waste of time for you as well.
This is ridiculous.
I know. Right? All of the information you will get in this interview will be totally useless. But why don't we do the interview anyway, just for fun?
Oh, for fuck's sake, fine. My questions basically center on the TED Tube system, and specifically a few systems that are currently under development.
The TED Tube system, you're of course referring to the series of warp gates throughout the system created by us.
That's right.
You got to this interview by taking a TED Tube, is that correct?
Yes. It was very convenient.
How was the ride?
Smooth as silk.
Great! It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Without these warp gates, we'd all still be stuck on our home worlds.
And the TED Empire wouldn't control anything. Isn't that right?
I'm sorry?
There's something that comes along with the TED Tubes. The TED Empire controlling all of the travel in three galaxies.
Somebody's got to do it.
Assuming that's true, that somebody has to do it. Can anyone do it?
What do you mean?
Well, the technology is completely owned by the TED Empire. Other planets can't develop their own warp gate technology, can they?
They are certainly welcome to try, but that's a lot of resources and a lot of research time. Meanwhile, our warp gates are here right now, so why bother?
You wouldn't feel a bit uncomfortable if a foreign power was controlling your commerce?
I'd feel uncomfortable if it wasn't the TED Empire controlling it, but guess what? It is.
So, your stranglehold on the system...
Wow! Whoa! Yikes. Stranglehold?
Excuse me. Your complete control of intergalactic travel shouldn't be alarming because it's your empire that's doing it. And the TED Empire is... what? Nice?
We have a shared concern with every planet in the three systems.
Shared concern. That's the term you're going to go
with?
We
are working for every planet in the triad. We are here to help them achieve their dreams as a people.
For a hefty price, right?
Well, yeah. The TEDs expend a lot of resources creating this intergalactic system. It's only fair that planets should pay their share of the burden.
Some planets reportedly have to give up 2/3 of their exploitable resources in order to become a member of the TED Tube Network.
That number sounds a little high to me. But look, think of the opportunity it opens you up to when you become a member of this network. You can now trade with any other member planet in the entire system.
Trade with what? You just gave up 2/3 of your resources. Let me move on.
What's your home planet again?
I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
Cegeus.
Of course. You know, We've been very tolerant of CGS and its dedication to journalistic integrity, don't you think?
Tolerant?
When was the last time someone from your planet had anything nice to say about the Ted Empire?
I don't know. When was the last time you did something nice?
Well, you're very critical of the Teds, but your planet is also a member of the Ted Tube Network.
That's true. Luckily, we could afford it.
And you have made a killing selling your geothermal technology to several planets, am I right? The Ted Empire has been very good for your people.
You seem to imply that we should somehow be compliant to the Ted Empire.
A little gratitude wouldn't
hurt. Why do you need our gratitude when we've paid your exorbitant fees?
Can we move on with the questions, please?
Sure. There's been some criticism lately of the Ted Tube Network.
There's always been criticism.
The criticism has gotten pretty loud, wouldn't you say?
Loud criticism is something we can handle.
A lot of people travel through your network of warp gates without even knowing how they work, isn't that right?
Isn't that right? Is a great way to turn a statement into a question. Isn't that right?
We conducted a poll on our planet and found that 76% of responders don't know how your gates work.
This information is available to anyone.
When they're told that you have to destroy an entire solar system to make one, their opinion of the Ted Tube system drops precipitously.
We don't destroy a solar system.
How would you describe it?
What we're doing is creating a stable wormhole, and that requires a lot of energy. There's only one place in the universe where we can get energy like this.
You black out an entire star to make one gate.
No, the star remains intact.
You build a structure around the star, though. You capture the entire star and black out that entire solar system.
Do you have any idea how many stars there are in the universe? We can lose some stars.
And what happens to the planetary bodies in this solar system?
Okay, can we just stop for a second and marvel at what the Ted Empire has accomplished here? We completely envelop a star and capture its energy. It's beyond imagining.
Well, it was imagined on Earth several years ago, and the Earthlings are primitive race. So...
Don't talk to me about Earth. Okay? They're all ideas, no execution. Anybody can imagine something.
You just said it was beyond imagining.
What I'm saying is, why can't we rally around this? Why can't we celebrate this idea?
What happens to the solar systems? You completely cover their star. What happens to the planets in that system?
We take very good care to make sure that any system we mark for development has no sentient life on it.
Of any kind?
Zero.
What about simple life forms, microbial life?
Hey, it's crowded out there. There's a lot of life in these three galaxies. I'm pretty sure we can lose a few microbes and fungus.
We're losing microbes and fungus and suns all because you decide it's okay.
As we've said before, when a solar system has been flagged for development, we do a comprehensive survey of every planet and moon to make sure it doesn't harbor any sentient life. These aren't usable solar systems. They can't be colonized. They're just sitting out there waiting for us to do something with
them. Let's talk about Bilius.
Bilius is very exciting. It's a very powerful star, a very rare star.
And you're going to destroy it.
Again, we don't destroy anything.
So sorry. You're going to cover it up completely and harness its energy.
Yes.
I have two separate reports from two separate expeditions saying that there is intelligent life in this system.
We can't listen to reports from every fly-by-night expedition putting a skiff together to go play scientists.
These are very well-respected scientists.
We disagree. Our process of surveying for alien life is very thorough, and we plan on doing a comprehensive sweep of the system before we begin building.
Will we be allowed to see the data you collect?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for that.
Well, this has been fun.
What are you building outside of Triangulum?
I'm sorry?
On the outer rim of Triangulum, you're building something. It's not a warp gate. We don't know what it is. I've seen the images. It looks like wind chimes. It looks a lot like wind chimes.
It is not wind chimes.
Well, I sure hope not, because there's no wind out there. I hear it's an experiment with time crystals. Do you have any idea how dangerous it is to experiment with time crystals?
You are not here about the TED tubes at all, are you?
Oh, no, I am, but I'm multitasking. You see, when will I get another chance to speak with anonymous sources within the TED Empire? That's how I'll be describing you, by the way. Anonymous sources in the TED Empire. I'm sure your bosses will love it.
There are no bosses.
Right. There are no bosses in the TED Empire, sure. That's what you say, but in my experience, every empire who says they're the New World Order just turns out to be Genghis Khan with a paint job. Genghis Khan was an Earthling?
Yeah, I know who Genghis Khan was.
Really? That's interesting. That's pretty obscure Earth knowledge. I'd only expect an Earth expert to know something like that.
You know, I just don't understand you people. Do you have any idea how much the TED Empire has changed things? I guess nobody remembers what it was like before we came along. Three galaxies filled with people looking up at the sky and wondering if anyone was out there. Nobody remembers how lonely all that was because the TED Empire came along and told people they weren't alone. We told people that if they chipped in and played their part, we could transform this entire corner of the universe, and we did. People were able to travel to new planets, new galaxies. It transformed everything. And now look. Now, all people can do is complain about us. Now, all of a sudden, every star and every planet is sacred. Progress requires a little destruction. Don't you get that?
I think we all get that. I think what we have a problem with is your definition of progress.
And what is our definition of progress?
A whole heck of a lot of progress for the TED Empire and very little for the rest of us.
Agree to disagree.
You're pointing a weapon at me.
Breaking news.
Killing journalists would be a new low for the TED Empire.
Don't worry. It'll just incapacitate you.
And what happens after you incapacitate me?
You will be a part of a new initiative in the TED Empire.
And what is that?
Don't win over the press. Be the press.
Begin report.
Final effort to neutralize Bert, the journalist from CGS, went over like a lead balloon. She's been incapacitated. Oh, by the way, I was right about her knowing about our time crystal experiments. If I hadn't intercepted her and conducted this interview instead of the usual dum-dums you guys foist onto the press, she could have blown the lid off the whole thing. This was an excellent choice on my part, and I am sure that I will get zero credit for it.
Please reduce sarcasm levels.
Anyway, she'll be a perfect candidate for reconditioning. Let's make Bert the new voice of the TED Empire.
Attention. Staff efficiency now at 97%.
This interlude is made possible in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bert, Bethany, Cinnamon, Mel Momberg, Rogue, Justine Burbank, Onyx Rose, Melvis Gray Mystery, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derblahoma, Diodand, Menlor, Calibri, Hippo, Kara, Special K, Will Goliu, Naya, Anna, Ben and Jessica, Bearkeeper, Levi, Dalek Steve, Darcy D, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.